Bridge Party for Visitors, The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, the 5th of November, 1913, page 1, column 2. Miss Margaret Bramlett entertained at a bridge party Wednesday afternoon at her home in Inman Park, the occasion assembling a large number of her friends to meet two attractive visitors, Miss Grace Lipscomb of Washington, D.C., and Miss Elizabeth Lipscomb of Jackson, Missy, who are the guests of Mrs. Rosser at the Majestic. The house was decorated with a luxuriant growth of palms and ferns, with growing plants, and the rooms where the card tables were placed were illuminated with numbers of pink candles in brass stands on the mantels and cabinets. The prize for top score was a boudoir cap, the consolation was silk stockings, and the honor guests received dainty boudoir jackets as special souvenirs. Miss Bramlett was gowned for the afternoon in mahogany charmeuse, made with coat effect of cream lace, finished at the throat with soft folds at chiffon. Page 1, Column 6, County wants reduction in its bill for asphalt. Barber Company notified debt will be paid if conditions are met. The Board of Fulton County Commissioners Wednesday morning voted to notify the Barber Asphalt Company it was ready to meet the bill which it holds against the county, provided the company would agree to give the county the deduction on the Marietta Street paving which the county asks. The action of the board followed a communication from Luther Z. Rosser in which the county attorney ruled that the county is warranted in refusing to pay the full amount of the asphalt bill. The county gave the barber company the contract for the Marietta Street paving, agreeing at that time to use the Bermuda brand of asphalt. Since then, it has become known that the barber company makes a cheaper brand of asphalt known as the Trinidad, which is not offered to the county. The county has made the point that it should be allowed to pay the cheaper price, a difference of about $4,000. Page 9, Column 2, Bridge Party for Visitors. Miss Margaret Bramlett entertained at a bridge party Wednesday afternoon at her home in Inman Park, the occasion assembling a large number of her friends to meet two attractive visitors, Miss Grace Lipscomb of Washington, D.C., and Miss Elizabeth Lipscomb of Jackson, Miss., who are the guests of Mrs. Rosser at the Majestic. The house was decorated with a luxuriant growth of palms and ferns, with growing plants, and the rooms where the card tables were placed were illuminated with numbers of pink candles in brass stands on the mantels and cabinets. The prize for top score was a boudoir cap, the consolation was silk stockings, and the honor guests received dainty boudoir jackets as special souvenirs. Miss Bramlett was gowned for the afternoon in mahogany charmeuse, made with coat effect of cream lace, finished at the throat with soft folds of chiffon.